South Dogwood Drive near downtown Harrisonburg is a typical street. Brick houses, tidy lawns, Hondas in the driveways. But then you come across one house that sticks out from the rest. A small solar array partially covers the shingled roof. The home belongs to Carl Droms, a retired math professor from JMU. Yes, there's a Prius in the driveway. But other than that, there's nothing about this house that screams extreme planetary consciousness. Carl has thought about going solar for years because he was tired of being dependent on fossil fuel. But he wasn't sure it was an option. It's too expensive. Who do you talk to? Who installs it? Until he heard about a consortium of solar co-ops organized by the nonprofit Virginia Sun.
When the Solarize project came around, that's really when we, you know, decided that, it made it easy. You know, we didn't have to really go out and do all the research.
Virginia Sun works to bring together homeowners in a given community who are interested in going solar. They've established co-ops in Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
That's all great. And, you know, our job is really not to tell you why to go solar, it's to tell you how.
That's Aaron Sudge, a Virginia Sun representative who's been hosting co-op information sessions across the region, from Charlottesville to Verona to Lexington.
If I had four 250-watt panels, 4 times 250 is 1,000 watts, or that would be a 1-kilowatt system. Generally, for a smaller residential size system, you're looking at roughly about 3 kilowatts.
A solar co-op essentially coordinates the makeover to going solar. It screens the serious from the not-quite-ready homeowners. It provides support and information and helps members solicit bids from area installers, one of which is ultimately selected by committee. Solarize Harrisonburg ended up going with Segura Solar out of Waynesboro. Members sign a non-binding agreement to solarize their homes within a year. All this helps keep costs low because members essentially buy in bulk from a single installer within a limited time frame. Carl's 3-kilowatt system cost $10,000. He was able to take advantage of a 30% federal tax credit, bringing the cost down to $7,000. He figures it'll take roughly 10 to 15 years in saved utility bills to recoup the cost of his investment.
It's pretty neutral in terms of your day-to-day life. You know, you plug things in, they still work. The only difference is that when your electric bill comes, it's negative.
As you might expect, utilities don't love issuing monthly bills with a negative balance. Multiply this by hundreds, if not thousands, of solarized homes, and this could turn into what industry insiders have called, quote, a death spiral for utilities. For example, Carl's system is tied to the grid, meaning all the poles and wires within the city limits are owned by Harrisonburg Electric Commission, which buys all of its electricity from Dominion Virginia Power. Any surplus electricity generated by his system is fed back into the grid, which he can tap into during times his system isn't generating much power, such as at night or on cloudy days. Dominion credits customers for all the surplus electricity they generate. It's called net metering. The General Assembly passed legislation this year that makes it less likely solar homes will be able to generate surplus electricity. Such grid-tie systems, says the bill, now have to be sized according to historical consumption, which sounds fine. It doesn't make economic sense to overdesign a system. But there are scenarios in which a homeowner would want to overdesign a system, such as a couple in the planning phases of having children. Kids suck up a lot of electricity. The State Corporation Commission, the SCC, is charged with writing the regulations for how to implement the new rule, which is pending.
If the panels or whatnot are excessively oversized and everybody is exporting to the grid, then yes, that does change the dynamics and may require upgrades that everybody would have to pay.
That's Brett Crable, Director of New Technology and Energy Conservation for Dominion Power. He points out that Dominion itself is going solar.
We have committed to 400 megawatts by 2020. You know, our objective is to have a solar-friendly grid. And in doing so, we want to make sure, you know, the grid operates safely, is reliable, and that all our customers, those that have rooftop, those that don't, benefit from solar, and that, it doesn't create challenges to their reliability.
Aaron Sutch is skeptical.
Utility companies are pushing back with threats to net metering, as well as imposing barriers to the market access of solar here in Virginia. For example, residential power purchase agreements are not allowed. Community solar is not allowed. However, the Solarize movements and the co-ops offer opportunities to push back against that and to demonstrate that there's a diverse constituency that wants to create jobs with solar and to take control of their energy freedom.
For homeowners, in the meantime, the 30% federal tax credit is set to expire at the end of 2016. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.